Audio 43, Sculptures. Within domestic environments, archaeology has documented the presence of figures made mostly of baked clay. Many of them are representations of female humans, in which there are variations that could reflect different moments in the life of the woman, related in many cases to fertility and reproduction. Thus, those female figurines with thick arms, thighs, and bellies stand out for their abundance, which may be related to the rite of prenuptial fattening alluded to in the text from the Castilian conquest of the island. There was no shortage of pregnant women. Pregnancy was a time of risk with women that would cause a significant number of deaths. Both types of statuettes reflect the transcendence of the role of women as producers of bodies. In other cases, the hair appears to be the element of note, as can be observed in some of the figures with long hair, which is reddened and styled with fine braids, perhaps reflecting an outstanding social position. Preserved writings from the period of conquest allude to hair as an element in which social differences were externalized. The red color is again present in some of the statuettes, which in some cases display their body smeared with red ochre, like that of the central figure of the showcase, and in others it is covered with geometric motifs, as seen in the fragment located to the left of the showcase. In short, these representations are a non-verbal way of communicating what was important for this society. By highlighting and marking different elements in the figures, they tried to express different concepts and social ideas. Varying evidence points to the fact that a large part of the activities carried out in the domestic sphere were carried out by women. The fact that the statuettes appear in these spaces would link these representations with the works performed by them. In addition, the association of pintaderas and figurines within the domestic context is a testimony that, in the villages, not only was food prepared and consumed, multiple utensils were manufactured and used, and the care and socialization of childhood was carried out. In these daily practices, the symbolic and the ritual were also present, thus giving the domestic spaces a double inseparable dimension, material and symbolic.